The reason now, of course, there is a different underlying incidence, there is a different pre-screening situation. The amount of opportunistic screening which goes on even in the screening population, what we call non-responders could be screened anyhow on an opportunistic basis, changes the underlying incidence, which takes account also of the or the cancer detected by opportunistic screening. And assessing pre-screening incidence, the so-called underlying incidence, may be difficult when you have been screening for 20 years, like we did in Italy, because you have to go back to the incidence in 1982. And between 1982 and 2008, there may be change, spontaneous change in the risk of breast cancer in the population. So the incidence of 20 years ago is not necessarily predictive of the incidence or the underlying incidence today. And if you want to rely on detection rate, you should look at big difference, really big, which may be meaningful, not small differences. And you know that there has been a big quarrel about overdiagnosis by screening. There have been different estimates. Most people agree about a 5 to 10% overdiagnosis of indolent cancer not bound to surface to symptomatic during a lifetime. And, of course, this contributes to our detection rate, but it's not a benefit at all. So it's another reason why we should keep detection rate with caution. And in my opinion, it would be much more interesting to look at the detection rate and the incidence of advanced cancer, which are those who are responsible for deaths. And this is the aim of the screening, to reduce the frequency and the absolute number of advanced stage cancer. And although we may not agree totally on what do you mean by advanced cancer, of course. For example, it has been estimated by the Dutch, they showed a significant decline of advanced cancer, or the rate of advanced cancers, and after 2 or 3 years, they quantify the same amount of reduction in mortality, just to show that there is a strict correspondence between the rate of advanced cancer and the mortality rate. And the same happened also in Sweden some years ago.